This weekend, the Fort Smith Museum of History opens a new exhibit paying tribute to some of the women responsible for breaking boundaries in Arkansas. The Divergent Path, Women in Arkansas History, began as a smaller project by the museum for a separate display on the campus of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. But, as Lisa Gramlich, the executive director of the Fort Smith Museum of History, explains, there was too much material to not create something bigger.
We started doing the research, and we just got carried away. There were so many women with so many amazing stories. And that's how it began, as a small thing, and we just didn't want to stop there. So we just continued researching and expanded to include a whole gallery full of women and their accomplishments.
History being the way it has been told in many places, these are stories that some of us don't know, partly because they are of women and their stories weren't included for years. Yeah.
Exactly. Many 19th century women, their stories certainly were not told, not in their time, in their era. Even early 20th century women, their stories were not told. And we have just discovered the most amazing accomplishments. We have the first woman to vote in Fort Smith. She voted in a primary before women had the right to vote, just walked in and did it. And fascinating story there. And it just goes on and on. So many stories that women who did something outside what was expected of women in their time.
The story of the woman, the first to vote in Fort Smith, may have been one of the first to vote in the South anywhere, right?
I would say so. It was early 20th century, before women had the right to vote, but it was not known a woman could walk in and vote in a primary. She wouldn't have been able to vote in a regular election. So that's just a very interesting story.
How did you decide which women would be included? You mentioned you started this exhibit for UAFS. Did you just start looking?
Yes, we started. We actually had a group of students from UAFS helping us with research. They needed some volunteer time. And they began searching on a wonderful resource, the Encyclopedia of Arkansas. And the women were just coming and coming. There was a story of a woman who was the mayor of Winslow. Her whole city council were women. This was early 20th century. Very, very unusual. Yeah, there's a great story right there.
Maude Duncan, right?
Yes, Maude Duncan. There you go.
Also, I think for a time was the editor of the Winslow newspaper.
Yes, and I want to say she was the first female printer in Arkansas. So, what a story! That's just an example, and they just go on and on. We have Fort Smith's own Polly Cruz, who was quite a pioneer. She did at the time; the other women weren't doing that, you know, and. Of course, she is. A lot of people still remember her. So that she's an excellent one. And then we come right up to present day. We have Captain Aston Armstrong, the first female to graduate Fort Smithian female to graduate from West Point. She graduated in 2008, and she's currently in Afghanistan. So we've got her story to tell.
One woman that's included has a very interesting story, and that's Verna Cook Garvin. Who became one of the first, if not the first, women to be the CEO of a construction company.
Yes, she amazingly took over her father's business at the age of 24. Her father was a very successful businessman, construction and brick company in Hot Springs, or Malvern, Arkansas. He died suddenly of a car accident. And here were she, her mother, and sister, who's going to run these operations? Well, fortunately, she had been educated at an elite girls' school in Washington, D.C., but when she came home, she spent a lot of time with her father at the business and learning it directly from him, which was very unusual. Girls didn't do that in those days. And so that when her father passed away in 1934, she was able to jump right in there and run everything, which was completely unheard of. It was scandalous at the time. Women didn't do such a thing, especially such a young woman. But she did it. She did what needed to be done and was very, very good at it.
Another woman that I'm very interested to see what's in your exhibit because I have known of her but know almost nothing about her is Mary O'Toole Parker, who, of course, was married to Judge Isaac Parker, a Missouri native. But whenever I've tried, and admittedly it's been light research, all I usually see is, wife of Judge Parker. But she had to have a life beyond that.
She did. She did. And she did something amazing here in Fort Smith. I think this started before the death of her husband, but she continued on after she formed the first library. What is today the Fort Smith Public Library got its start as the Fortnightly Club, and Mary Parker was one of the founders. And as a little interesting fact there, what is today Channel 5 TV station, It was the first Carnegie Library. It is on the site of the Parker home. Judge and Mary Parker lived, their home was on that site. It was demolished in the 1898 cyclone. But after it was demolished, the Carnegie Library was built on the site, which is a really interesting story, and she was very instrumental in that.
You are a woman, and you're an executive director of the Fort Smith Museum of History. As this was coming together, were you thinking about what these women in perhaps a not a completely connected way, but in a way meant for your life?
Oh, yes. I really admire these women. Women today would not be able to do what we've done, the accomplishments we are able to achieve today, without this foundation. These women who went outside the boundaries of normal expectations for women. If they hadn't done that, we might not be where we are today, where it is women are much more accepted in the workplace and in all different aspects of life that they weren't included in at one time.
One of the great things about what your museum does, you have school-age children that come through, and you're going to have young women and young men who are 17 and younger coming through and seeing, maybe really registering for the first time, that there was a time for many of these women where it was unusual for them to be a CEO or unusual of them to begin a civic operation. Are you hoping that there will be inspiration here?
I hope so, yes. I hope we can have young girls come in and realize, young girls and boys both, and realize that, oh, it wasn't always like this. Even college-age students today, females, I don't think fully understand that they women didn't always have things equally, that it was so different. I don't think they a lot of young people today realize that. And so hopefully this exhibit will help tell that story and help our young people to realize how far things have come and how much change we've seen since 19th century, early 20th century, on up to 21st century.
Was there something that got included in this that was kind of a lucky find or, we've got to have that in this exhibit?
Yes, one thing we found we did not know was even in existence, a picture of Mary O'Toole Parker. We did not have one. We did locate one. So we have, it's the only picture that we're aware of in existence. So that was a really lucky find.
And, of course, I have to ask about Laura Ziegler, who most people don't know that last name. They just know of Miss Laura. She really existed. She had what was then a legal brothel in the Red Light District.
Yes, and she was a very successful businesswoman. She was very good at what she did. She borrowed the money to get started she borrowed $3,000 in 18 months. She had it paid back. She, after several years in business, she saw it, kind of realized that prostitution was going to be illegal soon. I need to get out now. She sold her business for $47,000. Wonderful profit. What a businesswoman. And she, after that, we do not have a photograph of her. We have very little information after she left Fort Smith. We don't know what happened to her, where she went.
Lisa Gramlich is the executive director of the Fort Smith Museum of History. The exhibit, The Divergent Path, Women in Arkansas History, opens Saturday at the museum in downtown Fort Smith at 11. For the opening, actors will portray three of the women included in the exhibit. The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 until 5. Sunday afternoons in the summer from 1 until 5. It is closed on Mondays. The exhibit will be up through October 1st.